Kansas City Chiefs 24, Oakland Raiders 7. Reed Farron here with The Voice, Mitch Holtis. Mitch, we have so many things to celebrate and talk about right now. Why don't you kick it off?
And I'm going to start with all of this. They're the MVP of this game. For the Chiefs to get 10 sacks, numerous delay of game penalties on the Raiders, to do what they did, the Raiders are still hearing the sound of this stadium in their head. People talk about the 90s. It's back. Arrowhead Stadium is back. First and foremost, there's tons of things to talk about. That is the first item on the agenda, because this stadium is back, and to set a world record of sound is beyond amazing. This crowd was phenomenal.
We were just in the locker room talking to the guys. They mentioned Justin Houston, Tom Wally, talked about just how much of an impact it played with them.
Well, the defense feeds off of it now, and when they got the offense or the Raiders backed up, and that crowd just sitting right in their huddle and right behind them. But the defense, they talk to each other, and they don't want to let anybody down. But it's like a 12th – I mean, you hear the adage, 12th man. This is a fourth phase. I'm going to go beyond that. We talk about complementary football where the offense and defense and special teams all play together. This is the fourth phase in home games, because they play to that. That complements what they're doing on the field, and what they're doing complements it, just feeds the frenzy. So it's exciting to see it in such a quick time. What Andy Reid and John Dorsey have done in such a quick fashion, Arrowhead Stadium is now back to the most feared stadium in the league.
Speaking of John Dorsey, he helps bring in Marcus Cooper. Another interception today, part of three on the day for the Chiefs.
What people don't realize is the Chiefs have had a bunch of injuries. That doesn't equate to a 6-0 start. And not to have Brandon Flowers, who's a Pro Bowl level corner, and the sub packages were good again today. I mean, Abdullah gets the pick six, Demps gets the pick, and then Cooper continues to do his thing. He gets a pick and plays the slant perfectly. He's playing with the savvy of a veteran. But let's don't overlook the coaching job these guys get from Emmett Thomas and also Al Harris. They're doing a great job with these secondary guys. And what's overlooked on this defense is how good it's been. Now they're sitting on 31 sacks in 6 weeks, is how good their run fits are. They stay within their assignment and make explosive plays, but two, how good the nickel and dime packages have been. Way better than I thought it would be.
We can't fail to mention Jamal Charles, 2 touchdown runs in the game, impressive as always.
And I'm going to bring the offensive line into play here. Okay, Brandon Albert was showing some toughness trying to get back on the field. This might have been Jeff Allen's best game. He and Rodney Hudson were getting to the second level on a couple of those plays, and it was one of those wars of attrition. You're going to lose some. This is a good Oakland defense that blitzes a lot. You'll lose some of those battles, but do you win more than you lose, and how do you play at the end of the game again in the fourth quarter? And those guys, I thought, had exceptional games. I'm curious to watch the tape tomorrow. But then Charles, I mean, the guy's an absolute ninja warrior. He's a Marine, because he's like a middle-round fighter. I said it before, but his toughest punches are in the 15th round. He hits you harder in the 10th, 12th, and 15th rounds than he does the first 10 rounds, and that's impressive. I think he's the toughest human that's played for this franchise.
And lastly, the play of Alex Smith, our quarterback, heck of a game.
Well, he avoids how many more sacks? I talked about the pressure of Oakland, and they obliterated Phillip Rivers, let's be honest. See, go back and watch the tape if you're curious. Alex Smith today, was his athleticism on several times, avoided sacks, created positive plays, none bigger than the one where he gets the ball down the field to Dwayne Bowe, which is going to be a sack. He gets away. Dwayne adjusted his route. That was good to see as well. People are undervaluing what Alex Smith is doing for this team, because he's now, what is he, 26-5-1? That's two full seasons, which we equate to 13-3 and 13-2-1. Okay? That's the big number.